I saw a large sheet of paper being easily torn from the top to the bottom. I then saw a room with paper walls, and as I looked around, all I could see were the paper walls. As I was looking at these walls, I saw the curtain at the Holy of Holies in the temple being torn from the top to the bottom. And I heard these words, "You can tear the paper of these walls easily now." I didn't speak, but asked what to do to tear these walls down. And I heard, "Continue to obey what I have told you to do." Immediately, I knew he referred to one specific thing for me, and I knew that I was to continue to do as he said about this one specific prayer. I was to continue to speak a specific scripture that was changing from confession to promise to prophecy to completed manifestation of a part of the kingdom of God on the earth. He said, "I have given those here, all those who are part of the Family Prayer Center, specific instructions, but some have forgotten them or did not consider them important, and they became lost in all the other things they have done. If they do not know what I am specifically telling them, they are to ask, and I will reveal it again. The paper walls will be ripped only by obeying these specific instructions, and each person has been given their own instructions in addition to what they have been doing." I was then aware of the many others who were in a paper room, and that this was a call to move through the paper to the next thing God had for them. Then he said, "Some have lost hope and see the paper wall as a mountain. Some see it as a fortress or a stronghold made of stone and steel. But it is simple for me to tear this paper." He wants us to believe him. Then the paper was torn in front of me, and I saw a great table that was longer and wider than I could see. The table was full of things to eat, and many of the things were unfamiliar to me. I heard, "Take, eat, taste, and see that the Lord is good." This was the great feast prepared for the bride of Christ. I picked up a piece of food from the table and tasted it. It tasted like an apple and a pear had been combined, and it was the size of a cantaloupe. Immediately after tasting, I heard, "Go and invite people to this feast." And I remembered the parable Jesus told about the feast in Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 9. The scene then changed, and I was looking at a starry night with stars everywhere. After a moment, I heard, "This is what I showed Abraham and promised to him. Many of those children I promised to Abraham are living now, and I intend for this revival to harvest them." Then he said he did not want an ordinary revival, but he wanted an extraordinary revival to rescue and harvest many. He repeated three times that he did not want an ordinary revival, and each time he also said he wanted an extraordinary revival.